festivals are taking place in a certain chronology. So when you know that the films will be ready, you make a first selection, I suppose, of festivals, and then you move between these festivals depending on if the film was accepted or not.
You mentioned before, like, when the movie is done, it starts their festival career, but I would suggest to think about festivals even before you start with your project.
Indie Film Talk, dein Podcast übers Filmschaffen. Viel Spaß!
Schön, dass ihr wieder eingeschaltet habt beim Indie Film Talk Podcast und Teil dieser heutigen Folge seid. Diese Folge ist eine auf Englisch geführte Live-Aufzeichnung eines Panels beim diesjährigen Fish Festival, dem Filmfestival im Stadthafen Rostock, und dreht sich um die Kurzfilmdistribution bei Filmfestivals. In diesem kurzweiligen Panelgespräch werfen Jana Czernik vom AG Kurzfilm und Lucy Pisania vom Interfilm Festival einen Einblick in den Kurzfilmvertrieb bei internationalen Filmfestivals. Also, ich wünsche euch viel Spaß bei diesem Gespräch. So nice that you are here and that we can talk about how to get your film around the world. And I'm very happy that we can talk about that topic, because I think this is one of the main important topic for filmmakers after they finished their movie and they went through all that ride. Then the film is finished and it's laying there. And then it's every time the question, how do I get it to the people, how people can see it. And that's why I'm very happy that I'm not sitting here alone. I have two people, two experts here who can help me to talk about that. So I will start with you. You are Jana Czernik. You are the co-director from AG Kurzfilm. In a second, we will talk about that, what you are doing there and what AG Kurzfilm is doing. And next to me is Lucy Pisania. She is a festival distributor by Interfilm, the Interfilm Festival in Berlin. We will talk about that in a second too. I will throw the ball back to Jana and would like to know from her at first what AG Kurzfilm is doing, what you are doing in particular in your role by AG Kurzfilm.
Thank you very much for inviting me here to this talk, and also for the interested persons' faces I can see around. AG Kurzfilm is also known as the German Short Film Association. We have around 50 members from the short film, the German short film scene, and our main goal is to increase the awareness for short films, for German short films in Germany and abroad. This is the very short version, and we do that with several projects. We do that with being present at film markets, at big festivals. We licensed a program for Goethe Institutes that is traveling around. We have the touring nominees and winners of the German Short Film Award that are being presented at German cinemas. So we have a lot of different projects that are heading for different audiences, I would say. Yeah.
And Lucy, and how would you describe your job by Interfilm as a festival distributor?
Well, my job is... we mainly focus right now in German productions or co-productions, but especially the ones that get funds by the BKM, so by the government. So, and they fund short films, and we do this service for free, so to say, for these films. But we also take some other German co-productions. And my job is to think about where to submit these films, to which festivals, where should they have premieres, and what would be the best strategy for them to start their career at festivals. And you just very short, yeah. You mentioned before, like, when the movie is done, it starts their festival career, but I would suggest to think about festivals even before you start with your project. Like, when you get funds, it's very important for you to get funds also for festivals. Maybe you can keep this in mind, because festival submissions are not as cheap as you think, especially not if you submit in North America. The festival submission fees are very high. And yeah, if you submit to a lot of festivals, then it accumulates 2,000 or more, like 2,000 euros. So so think about this also just from the beginning, and also apply for funds for your festival run.
I mean, maybe we can start with the question, what are the distribution possibilities for short film? I mean, today we will talk a lot of film festivals or distribution by film festivals, but what other possibilities do you have with your short film to get it being seen?
It's definitely mainly short film festivals. Then you have, when you are lucky, you can also sell them. So you have TV stations, international TV stations, and this is basically it. Cinema is it's working in Germany, but it's very small and you can't really get rid of it. I mean, yeah. Not much money in that.
What a pity. In that that case. And film festivals, I mean, there are a lot of film festivals. How do I find the right film festival? I mean, you said that it makes sense to think about it earlier, even before you finish shooting your movie, before you finish editing your movie. How do I search the right festival for me?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. And the majority of us, we start by the biggest festivals, thinking about, okay, where do I want the world premiere and which festivals really require the world premiere if you want to submit to these festivals, like Berlinale, Cannes, Sundance, we all know them. But if it's not your goal to start there, you can start also at some other festivals, depending on your goal, I would say.
It's not only about, I think, which festival you would like to go first. I think it's also about, does it fit? Does your film fit to this festival, like Berlin, for example? That means that you have to examine a little bit the way, what kind of films they are showing. So there are several criteria, I would say. And also, you can't wait, I don't know, 2 years until you have your premiere. So you have to make compromises in a way. And you have to have different strategies that actually start to work when the biggest one won't take your festival. But this is something you can talk about that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I also think that a strategy can change suddenly. Maybe we expect this film to be, I don't know, successful at certain festivals, but suddenly other festivals are taking this film that we didn't expect. So we need to change the strategy and maybe think more about these kind of festivals that are taking it. Suddenly, I don't know, like Youth and Children Festival are taking a movie that we thought this is not a children's movie, but suddenly it's working. And maybe you need to think about, oh, okay, now I need to change. Where can I go? And I don't know, what we also sometimes do is to have a look at a similar film, a similar topic, or a similar way of aesthetical or genre, and see where these movies went, and maybe find a similar strategy. It doesn't have to be the same, but it can be similar. Like, some people are lost and say, like, yeah, but where do I send my movie? So I recommend them sometimes to take a case study and see where they go. But it is very, also very helpful to know the festivals, like what they are they programming. And I think this is also why festivals are important. You not only see movies, you also meet people from festivals, from distributions, from everywhere. So also, like, networking is very important.
I think it's also important to have a look on the festival when it's not one of the biggest ones. What does it offer to me in terms of industry program? Who are they inviting? Who can I meet there? And also, when the when the film is accepted, have a look on the guest list and try to figure out who could be interesting for me before you go to the festival. This is really, really important.
And I also think to ask yourself, what is really my goal with this film? Like, do I want just to meet people? Do I want to travel a lot, maybe? Or do I want to get more funds for the next film? So you really need to ask yourself, what exactly do I want with this film? Like, what is my goal with this film?
And maybe let's take a step back and maybe you can give us some insight about how film festivals choose movies.
Well, usually you have a selection committee that is viewing between, I don't know, 2,000 and, I don't know, 5,000 films. It depends on how big the festival is and how important it is. And this is a very crucial, which is usually not very well known, that there are people that are really watching every single film, discussing the films, and putting together programs out of the entries they received. And this is then the program, the official jury, which is awarding the films, is going to watch and select the winners, basically. So this is a process which is really interesting and important.
And I wanted also to add, sometimes it's not only about quality of the movies. Sometimes, I don't know if fortunately or unfortunately, but sometimes festivals also need to meet a quota for certain topics or nationalities, or it depends on the fundings.
How do I know that?
It's a curation.
I mean, but I can guess, as a filmmaker, I can get a clue about that, or it's like you just hope that your film fits inside.
I think one good thing is if you subscribe to newsletters of different festivals and stay in touch with the people who are doing the festivals, and they are actually communicating these decisions sometimes. And also when you go to festivals, talk sometimes to them, and you can find it also in the direct contact while traveling to festivals, because there you meet them as well. So it's a constant communication, basically, to keep in touch with everybody who is, in a way, important in the short film scene.
And I think that's also a good thing of the short film scene, because I think everyone is very approachable. And maybe we sometimes forget that it's not a robot behind the submission or whatever, but it's people that we can talk to. Yeah, and the majority answers, and the majority are very, approachable.
I would like to ask you, Lucy, I mean, if you got a film on your table, which you're working on, to distribute it, how do you start?
Well, we always start with a talk with the filmmakers, and I think our first question is always, what is your goal with this film? And the majority, they just want to be seen at important festivals, or sometimes we had actually one filmmaker that she just wants to travel. So we are trying to distribute this film not everywhere we can. We are not submitting like without thinking about it, but we are trying to cover different regions and countries for her to travel if possible. We have some other filmmakers that sometimes say, like, no, my goal is to get an Oscar as fast as possible or something, which is like really ambitious, especially for a short film. But then we try to submit them in a lot of course, Oscar qualifying festivals, and also a lot in North America, which we normally do not do with a lot of passion, but not because we don't like them, but because the fees are very, very high, and then we have a certain amount of money for each film that we can use for submission fees. So, but if that's their goal, then we do it. Yeah.
I mean, this would be my next question too. I mean, shall I go first international or first national, or what? I mean, does it depend? Do you have some ideas about that?
Actually, you have a little bit, I mean, the festivals are taking place in a certain chronology. So when you know that the films will be ready, you discuss it with the filmmaker and you have a look, what kind of genre is it? What kind of film is it? You make a first selection, I suppose, of festivals, and then you move between these festivals depending on if the film was accepted or not. This is actually, I would say, how to start.
Jana, do you see sometimes some faults which filmmakers are doing by submitting their films to film festivals? I mean, of course, now with the idea to learn about it and how we can do it better.
I think it's really helpful to, as Lucy said, to start really in a very early stage. to gather all the information you need to send to the festivals, like biography, filmography of the director, the synopsis, always in English and in German, in different lengths. So you have it really prepared. A good synopsis means also that you take time to write it, you give it to someone else who would read it and give you a feedback, so you can check if this is understandable and if it's and if it fits actually the film. You want to be presented by this synopsis. So all this material you have to send to festivals, do it in time and take your time for that.
And of course, luckily today, like nowadays, there are some platforms you can upload your project to, like Film Freeway, Short Film Depot, Fest Home, and others. So you have all the information there that the festivals require. Sometimes you need to give more information depending on the festival, but yeah, that's also helpful to have these platforms. Not all the festivals are in these platforms, but a lot of them.
And what is your opinion about, I mean, they have like, we was talking about Film Freeway, for example. We got through Corona to a little bit more than before. We have a lot of like online festivals, for example, where it's like you don't have the possibility to go there. And of course, if it's online. What is your opinion about that one?
You should definitely always choose to show it to be shown in a cinema with a real audience, because this is something where you can get really a feedback. You can be there. You can have a Q&A. The audience is listening to you. This is really something which is preferable to an online festival. And I think online festival is, if you show it online, there might be some problems with upcoming premieres with some festivals.
Because it's like you had a premiere, but you don't have a premiere. Yeah. Okay. Okay. This makes it difficult.
As soon as you have it on online, it's difficult. That's why if you have to put your film on Vimeo in order to make it accessible for other festivals, do it always with a password. I mean, never put it openly online. Never. Because this really makes, it destroys your chances at festivals.
And also maybe later at distribution. Why would someone buy your film if it's already online see?
Makes sense. Yeah, this is interesting because, I mean, what you're saying to that, like, I think it's very important to get into to the audience and to talk with them. And that's why I think the first one should be the one where you can go there or let your film be discussed by people, a big audience at the end.
I just wanted to add, I think we also, like, of course, streaming in different kinds of platforms and ways is also an option to sell your film, but that's the last step you do with it. Like after some years, like 2 years at least, you have this festival run. Especially the first year is crucial because short films get old very quickly, I would say. So the first year is very crucial. The second year, it's also important, but I would say for most of the films, it runs like, not by itself, but sometimes the second year you get more requests than you need to submit. And then the years after are crucial for distribution on TV or other things. And at the end is really then the streaming. Unless the distributor decides, okay, there's no chance in TV or something for some reasons, and we sold it to, I don't know, Vimeo Pix or something. I don't know. So, but that should be actually kind of the last step.
And shall I stick on, let's say I have my distribution strategy and I have my plan of which festivals I would like to submit to, and then the festivals they are around are finished already and I don't have the possibility to get into them anymore. Shall I stick to that and wait half a year, or how should I? Because then, I mean, sometimes it's like you have the decision, okay, it fits directly to Interfilm because I did my research and it's a perfect movie for, and then the submission time is done. How shall I go with that?
I would say it depends on the festival, but of course you can always submit it the next year if they don't require certain premieres. In my experience short films, short film festivals require not always a premiere. So maybe country premiere or maybe, but I think it's getting even less and less common. It's less and less common nowadays, I would say, for short films.
What is, maybe if you can give two tips on the way of your film distribution, what would you say to someone?
Maybe first decide if you're doing it alone or if you're contacting a service like us. Mm-hmm. And
are there a lot of services like you?
In Germany, no.
That's why
so
I'm asking.
Please contact us.
That's why I'm asking, because there are not so many of it anymore, right? And I know that, like in Canada, some, for example, even in Switzerland, I think there's one, but there are not so many which are doing that job.
Yeah, that's true. So this is why maybe if you're doing it alone, of course, then start your research as soon as possible, as soon as you have the idea kind of what kind of movie are you doing, what genre, what subject, what feeling, atmosphere or aesthetically or, yeah, are you doing, and search for the festivals, I would say. And this is also important. Like, there are a lot of lists that can help you. There are several... yeah, online, like FFA, Oscar qualifying, BAFTA, German Films has, German Short Film Association has a list where you can also filter these festivals.
So then it's
and the deadlines.
This is my the perfect way back to you. You guys have the AG Kurzfilm. I think there is a lot of information too for the short film, right?
Yes, and I would like to finish what you said. If you are alone, why don't you ask your film making friends to get together and say, okay, we are three and we have three films and we sort of make it together, and it's less work for one person then.
Good idea.
And this is something that could work, but then you have to be organized a little bit. We are doing these kinds of workshops, like explaining how to do it, how to make a plan, and you can find it on our website. It's unfortunately only in German, but I think you can also translate it. It's not very complicated.
AI.
AG-Kurzfilm.de, and then you have for filmmakers, for Filmemacher, and there you have all kinds of information that could help you how to organize yourself when your film is ready and you want to make it travel to festivals. Yeah.
And can people come to you or get in touch with you?
If there are further questions that are not being answered in this on this site, yes, of course they can. And my other tip would be stay in touch with the whole short film scene. Subscribe to newsletters. We have a short film magazine, for example, which is bilingual. It's shortfilm.de, and there we have lots of articles and also tips and advices, and also a sort of it's a database with film festivals where you can choose based on the entry dates of the festivals, which is quite helpful. We have also a calendar with a certain amount of festivals where the dates for the entries are actually listed. So try to be more organized, think about it, prepare all the material you need for your film before, and make a plan, and then it should work.
Before we end now, I would like to add one question, because you was talking about organizing, and I mean, you have a list. I don't know how you're doing it. Are you organized, and how do you know about the festivals where you want to submit to?
Well, right now, because we are very new, we started in September last year, so we are creating a database, and right now this database is only like a Google Sheet, where we put all the festivals from these several lists I mentioned, and then also like we put all the festivals we can find, but we also put like the submission deadline, when are they happening. Also, we, and that's a lot of work, but if they require premiere, and if yes, which one. Also, if what kind of focus these festivals have, if or not only like thematically, but also in terms of format, like is it for documentary, for animation, live action, and then thematically, like what genres do they accept, but also what is the main focus? Is it a horror film festival or is it more sci-fi or, yeah, and we are, it's a lot of work, but we are progressing on this. Mm. So yeah, actually that's my main job at the moment, yeah. And my colleague Anne Isense, she's doing the submissions in, at the moment, yeah.
I think you should join and then you open that for everyone.
Well, they have a restricted focus, you know. It's just the film that is funded by BKM.
I'm just putting it in your mind. No, thank you very much, and that we could talk about that topic, because what I said at the beginning, I think it's a very important topic for filmmakers and for young filmmakers too, because every time it's a question, there are so many festivals, I don't know where to submit and so on, and that's why it's so important, I think, to have this, or to get this strategy for yourself, or to find someone who helps you. I like the idea to use your network and do it together. I think this saves time and helps you, every one of us, I think, at the end. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vielen Dank an die beiden Gäste und das Fischfestival für die Möglichkeit der Aufzeichnung und Bereitstellung dieses Talks hier beim Indie Film Talk. Falls ihr mehr über die Kurzfilmdistribution bei internationalen Filmfestivals erfahren wollt, empfehle ich euch auch, in die anderen Folgen von uns zu dem Thema reinzuhören oder die Webseite vom AG Kurzfilm aufzusuchen. Alle weiteren Links zu der Folge findet ihr natürlich wie immer in den Shownotes. Also viel Spaß beim Einreichen und wie immer wünsche ich euch einen guten Tag, guten Abend und eine gute Nacht und wir hören uns bei der nächsten Folge wieder.